Today we celebrate, as we go well into the season of Easter, which of course, as you know, lasts for 50 days until not only the Feast of Pentecost, but the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. But today we celebrate the Feast of a great doctor of the Church, great father of the Church, a great monk and bishop of the Church, St. Anselm. St. Anselm, who was born in Aosta in the northern part of Italy, in the Piedmont part of Italy, of a noble family. His mother died, and then his father, and he had problems because the father did not think that he should be as strict as he was. And he had a vocation, not only to the priesthood, but to the monastery. So he took the opportunity, and he ran away from home and went all the way to France, where he went to the monastery of Bec. And there, under the abbot, Saint Lanfranc became his disciple, his pupil. And later on, when Lanfranc died, he himself was also made abbot of that monastery. In the meantime, he wrote many, many things. It would be nice to be able to read all of them. But he was one of the great doctors of the Church that wrote a lot about the Blessed Mother. At Monte Cassino, and I was been thinking about this chapel all the way through, on the right-hand side of the main altar, there is a beautiful chapel where there is, to this day even, the biggest painting of Our Lady, of the Assumption of Our Lady, which was saved, interestingly enough, during World War II by a German officer. And it was so huge, and he had to roll it up in order to save it, because it's precious and magnificently precious. And what he had to do is he had to cut it in half with his sword. And you can still see where it's mended. There, on top of that chapel, there are different doctors of the Church who are Marian doctors of the Church. You see the effigy of the great doctor, St. Anselm. Now, St. Anselm, later on, was to be sent by St. Gregory the VII to England. And there, he had nothing but problems. The kings, two of them, had very great difficulties with him because, like many people today, he did not want to tithe. And of course, kings and countries need to tithe to the Holy See, to the Pope. And he didn't want to do it. And St. Anselm had to beat it over his head, in a sense. Well, anyway, the king was furious, so he had to run to France again. And there, spent a few years. In the meantime, many wonderful things happened. I won't have time to tell you all of them. His life is very, very interesting. And then he went back to England, and he was Archbishop of Canterbury. And there, eventually, he died in the year 1109. He was born in 1033 in Aosta. And his family is one of the original families that formed the ruling family of Italy, the Savoy family. So today, we venerate and rejoice at beautiful and wonderful St. Anselm. San Anselmo, the main university and monastery of the Benedictine order in Rome, is called San Anselmo. It is there that the monks from all throughout the world, and nowadays other priests and nuns, come to learn about the sacred liturgy. Of course, it's taken a turn for the worse, but it will be back. It's still there, and it will continue to be there. And so we beseech St. Anselm to restore it to its former glory, and also to restore the liturgy to its former glory. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.